Hi, my name is Eric Edwards. I played Pearl in the phenomenal movie Blade, and this is the Vampire Movie Minute.
Welcome back to the Vampire Movie Minute podcast, a podcast dedicated to any and all vampire movies. We're staying in the Marvel universe. If you go over to the Dead TV podcast, I've also covered Blade, the TV show, where I had the actor who played Vance Scriver on the show for that show. He was on that podcast, he was the vampire lord of that TV show. And he's a fantastic actor. A lot of people also probably know him as Icicle on the DC comic show Stargirl. So we begin our 5 minutes with Blade getting put into his stone coffin, sweating like crazy too, which is kind of funny. I wonder if, like, how hot was it on this set that Wesley Snipes is just sweating like crazy?
Is he sweating because his mother's so close too? Because her lips are just about touching his lips at this point.
Wouldn't it be hilarious if you find out Wesley Snipes and this chick went out?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past Wesley Snipes because I heard some stories about him.
You know what's kind of funny? This movie does not have a romantic subplot to it.
No, I thought for sure the girl that he saved, it was going to come into a romantic plot, but it didn't. It definitely did not.
No, him and Karen never get into a romantic plot line. In the second one, he has a slight romantic plot line with the vampire princess, you know, that's part of the blood pack of vampires. They're hunting down the the Del Toro style mandible vampires.
Yeah, the
but
scary
it
vampires.
doesn't end with them like making out or anything. Third one as well, Jessica Alba's in that movie. No romantic plot line.
I really don't even remember that third one for some reason.
That's the one with Ryan Reynolds.
Okay. Oh,
and,
wow.
Hannah Montana and Miley Cyrus's stepfather.
Really? Wow, I really don't. Is that the one with Dracula? Isn't Dracula in that one?
Yeah. Dominic Mann, who, by the way, two of the three women in the Cyrus family, he dated Miley Cyrus's mom, and now is dating Miley Cyrus's sister.
Oh, wow. Oh. He's just going for the Cyrus family, huh?
It's creepy and weird.
Yeah.
But, so we have the bloodletting happening with all of the different lords. Here's my question, though. They never explain this with Dragon Eddie dead, and they kill one of the other vampire lords early on. How the hell does the blood ritual even work if you're missing two of the blood the vampire lords?
Right. Well, that was one of my questions. I saved my questions for this episode because I figured we would talk about it on this one. For one, yes. Where are their glyphs? You know, the hieroglyphs that they all stand on. Where are the two guys that are missing?
Yeah. By the way, did you also notice that two of the vampire lords are women?
Yeah, I did notice that too.
Yeah, and when they have no lines, they have no names on IMDb, they're not really given much.
I guess we just went for diversity, but we weren't going too far into it, huh?
Like this guy right here with the beard, and at minutes 139, I think he's the one who gets killed.
I'm trying to move up to 130. I went to 143, was going 139. Oh, yeah, okay, I see him. Yeah, he doesn't have any lines either, does he? Oh yeah, he is talking right now. My other question was, okay, so
well,
he says
it's not him. Sorry, it's the other guy. It's the guy standing next to him who gets killed by Blade's sword.
Oh, is it okay? The other question I had was
light. The coffin that Blade is in. Karen's able to twirl it around by herself. How light is that coffin?
Is it on wheels? Because I did think that myself. She kind of spins it around on her own.
Three people to twirl it around before, and she's able to do it with no problem.
She still has her vampire powers, maybe. I don't know. I'm just trying to make you.
She never had vampire powers to begin with. She was on Blade Serum, remember?
This is true. The other question I keep trying to get at, if they go through with this ritual, which if it actually goes through, he said it's going to be a storm and everybody's going to be a vampire. Who are they going to have to feed on if that happens?
Yeah, that's like the movie Daybreakers.
Really?
Yeah.
So they turn everybody into vampires and then they all starve to death? Is that what happens?
Well, they have feeding fields.
Oh. I never saw Daybreakers. So they're just keeping like a farm, like a human farm?
Yeah. It's it stars Sam Neill, Ethan Hawke, and William Dafoe.
That's a good cast.
Yeah, it's not terrible, but it's kind of funny. You don't see William Dafoe as a vampire, and it's Sam Neill's the leader of the vampires.
Oh, okay.
Well, our 5 minutes ends with Blade still strapped to the coffin, and Karen turned him around. The next scene, I believe, is when he feeds on her.
Oh, okay. I thought that was in this scene. It's not. It's in the next one.
You know what sucks about the Blade film is that the disc release has never been given like a great upgrade. I'm watching it on 4K and it's a decent transfer, but there's never been like brand new bonus features and material and stuff like that, which is kind of unfortunate.
It's
And I
actually hard
wonder
to
if that's
find too.
because.
It's actually hard to find to watch on streaming too. I'm watching it on Internet Archive.
Oh, interesting. I mean, I think it's on Amazon Prime, actually.
It is for $5.99.
The thing is with the film is that I think the problem is because it was made by New Line Cinema, which has been folded into Warner Brothers, and Disney owns Blade, they're never going to be able to work out a proper brand new release with collector's edition bonus features.
No, it's amazing to me how Disney owns all these things now that people have, in their properties. Like, I still go to Universal Studios and they have, Spider-Man rides and things like that. I don't know how they're getting away with it.
You read the book called MCU, which is the it's a book you might have seen in the bookstore. It's like the Hollywood logo, but it's like the Hollywood logo is the MCU logo.
Okay.
They go into great detail about like a deal that was worked out like 20 years ago that Universal would maintain the rights to the park or whatever, and Disney couldn't use the characters that are in the park.
Wow. So where do I get this MCU thing? A bookstore? I've never seen one of them. Like there, I didn't think there was bookstores still around.
Talking about Barnes and Noble's everywhere.
I know. We got a Books a Million too, bam, around here somewhere too.
Yeah, it's called MCU.
MCU.
Yeah, it's really good.
I'll have to check it out.
Yeah, it goes up to about 2024, so it's pretty up to date because it was
Okay.
published earlier this year. So it's up to about context of the MCU up to about 2024, 2025.
But apparently I'm not coming back on for Blade, so I might not need to know all this Marvel stuff anymore, right?
Well, this is your second episode of the two that we watched, so why don't you tell people where they can find you?
Can find me on the Jay and Silent Bob Minute. We're on duelinggenre.com. We did Clerks, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Dogma. We're working our way through Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back now. It's going to be a little while because me and Jeff have gotten a little lazy, my co-host Jeff Ferry. We did the Burbs Minute also. If you decide you want to hear my voice somewhere else, check out the Burbs Minute. Just Google it, you'll find it.
And if you're listening to this before San Diego Comic-Con, you can hopefully come over to San Diego Comic-Con if you have tickets, because on Thursday at San Diego Comic-Con International Film Fest, I will be showing my documentary Untold Legends of Comic Books presents Bernie Wrightson.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I am going to Comic-Con this year.
Wow. Good for you.
I have
I
never
mean,
been to San Diego before. I have never been to California before, so this is the first time going to San Diego Comic-Con.
wow, good luck with that. I mean, you wrote enough
Yeah.
comic books, you should be there anyway,
I appreciate it, but yeah,
right?
this isn't for a comic I wrote. This is for a documentary about
This is
Bernie
for the
Wrightson.
documentary. Yeah.
Yeah,
Maybe bring some
the
comics
guy
and
who
sign them.
created a Swamp Thing.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and he also drew the artwork for Frankenstein, which eventually became the movie that we saw on Netflix last year.
Oh wow. You're showing the film there?
I'll have a panel and everything.
Cool. That's really cool. Is it gonna be
Cool.
online too, or I can watch it? Because I'm definitely not
Eventually,
going
I
to
can't talk
Comic-Con.
about it right now, unfortunately.
Okay. Keep it quiet.
You can send us an email, batradiohard@gmail.com. If you like the show, please leave us a comment on iTunes or Amazon Music or wherever you happen to listen to this podcast, wherever you stream your podcast, leave us a rating there. Check out the other shows I do, like the Dead TV Podcast, which I mentioned earlier, and my regular radio show, Radio of Horror, which is Sunday nights from 10 to 12. And I'll be back in another 5 minutes of the Vampire Movie Minute Podcast in a couple weeks. Thank you, everyone.